Hey everyone, and welcome to the 100th episode of the Pondering Stepmom podcast. Oh my goodness, I can't believe I've been doing this for so long. When I first started out, it was called the Pondering Podcast, and then I recently, maybe a year or two ago, changed it to the Pondering Stepmom Podcast. So there might be some episodes out there that you missed in the beginning because the name was a little bit different. But believe me, there are so many episodes, obviously 100 of them, just on every topic that I could possibly think of. From every kind of dynamic I could think of, from childless stepmoms to full-time stepmoms to dealing with transitions, parenting styles, bio-mom conflict, just everything. So, today, to top off the 100th episode, I wanted to do something a little bit lighter, a little bit more positive. And so I asked stepmoms out there, all right, let me go to the topic. I said, I want you to tell me how stepmotherhood has changed you, your perception of parenting, and/or your relationship with your partner for the better, despite the challenges, struggle, and frustrations. All right, so I got some good comments here, and I'm going to start with a comment from Chelsea over on the Pondering Nooks Facebook page. Thank you, Chelsea. She's been leaving me amazing feedback for years now, and I love her. I love you, Chelsea. All right, Chelsea says it has made our relationship stronger because we've had to go through some extremely stressful situations in regards to court and high conflict situations. It has also made us love each other in a different way as we've seen the lengths we each would go for someone we love. Stepmotherhood has changed me in so many ways. A big one being that I'm not as naive as I once was about people being, quote unquote, generally good. Thank you, Chelsea. Yeah, I mean, I always say that being a stepmom has changed me in ways that I don't know if I would have, evolved in that way if I hadn't have been on this journey. I say that all the time, even though it's really hard and uncomfortable at times, and I feel feelings of resentment and frustration, and sometimes I'm like, wouldn't it just be easier if I was only a bio mom and not a stepmom? But then at the same time, this role has taught me so much, and actually, it's taught me a lot about parenting. And I've used a lot of the mistakes I've made with my stepchild for parenting my own biological child. I've been able to look back and be like, well, if I had done that differently, and then applied it to my own child. So in that respect, it's been helpful as well. And yeah, as far as relationships, I don't know if there's anything that can test you more, as far as you and your partner and having to co-parent with the ex, I mean, in a lot of situations, the ex is either not in the picture or even not even around anymore in this world. And those situations are really hard too. But being partners and dealing with a high conflict situation and having to go through court stuff is really, really hard. And that can test any relationship. I mean, I always tell people the first year of my daughter's life was probably the hardest on my relationship with my husband. But dealing with his ex and trying to co-parent and doing the step-parenting thing, that has actually tested us even more. So, yeah, that's a big one. Okay, a got a bunch of anonymous messages on the Pondering Nooks Instagram. And I'm going to start with this one from a stepmom who says, "It's so funny. I was just talking about this with my therapist. Being a stepmom, dealing with high conflict situations, and stepping into a parent role when I don't have children of my own has definitely given me patience and grace that I did not think was possible. Patience has never been a virtue of mine, but through it all, I have noticed a major shift in that area. When my stepdaughter is having a meltdown or being difficult, and my partner is starting to lose his patience about it, I'm the one who is able to step in now and help her get through it so we can move along. I've become the adult I would have wanted to turn to if I needed someone as a kid. There's areas that I feel like I've been able to reparent in myself at times too. I'm also not so judgmental of parents and their kids. I feel like everyone that doesn't have kids is always like, that'll never be my kid. But sometimes kids will be kids, and that's okay. I love everything about this comment. Thank you so much. Starting with the patience thing, yeah, I hear you. This was me as well. I didn't even think I could have so much patience. And then I was put in this situation where I was kind of handling things and I was doing it well. And it was actually good practice for my own daughter that I happen to have. But truthfully, I think that I actually had and have more patience with my stepson than I do my own biological daughter. That might be a whole other topic in itself. I'm not sure if anyone else has experienced that. But yeah, it, you know, again, I've always said that step parenting has opened up parts of me I never even knew existed. And it's tested me in ways I'm not sure I would have been tested otherwise. And I love when she says she's become the adult that she would have wanted to turn to when she was a kid. And also the reparenting thing. Yes, that's like a big one when certain situations come up and it sort of brings you back to your childhood and maybe issues that you had there, and you have an opportunity to sort of work through it as you're working through stuff with your stepchild and what they're going through with their parents or one of their parents. So yeah, and also the judgmental thing. Oh my goodness, when I was single and I didn't have kids, I judged everybody with kids. And yeah, when you become a step parent, you really learn that things are not always as easy as you think it might be, and everything is usually a lot more complicated than you would ever know. And we're all just sort of parenting from where we're at and really just doing what we're capable of in the moment. So yeah, that's awesome. I love this comment. Thank you so much. It was absolutely perfect. Okay, next comment is from a stepmom who says, "It's given me greater appreciation for how well my bio kids have adjusted to a stepdad, and gives me hope that maybe someday his kids will adjust to me." Aw, thank you for that. Yeah, the whole blended family situation is something we never really know exactly how everyone within that situation is going to react. And it's pretty cool. Like if you have bio kids and you see them adapting to a step parent, that's really awesome. I'm happy for her on that. And I am hopeful too that his kids will adjust to you as well. You know, I think being in a blended family really teaches everyone involved, including the kids, how to adapt and adjust and maybe be a bit more flexible than we would have been ordinarily. All right, another stepmom here says, "My ability to pause, step back, and consider multiple perspectives of a situation before reacting has grown times 100. There is nothing like stepmotherhood to constantly remind you to check yourself before you wreck yourself or the relationships you've worked really hard to build. Thank you. Yeah, absolutely. That's definitely me. You can't just consider one or two people quite often in a blended family situation. There's multiple people. You know, you've got your partner, you've got the kids, you've got the ex, you have extended family members. There's all kinds of people that you need to think about. And you know, we talk a lot about how stepmoms shouldn't have to worry about everyone's feelings and be able to disengage from all of that. But at the same time, there's a lot of situations where you are having to consider multiple perspectives before making decisions and choices. And that's just a fact. And that's useful in the rest of life. So yeah, that's fantastic. Thank you very much. All right, the stepmom says, I became aware that I was capable of so much more in every aspect of my life. My partner and stepdaughter helped me get there. I'm becoming a beautiful version of myself with them by my side. I love that. Thank you so much for this comment. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of darkness and negativity that can come with step-parenting, but then there's also this beautiful side of it, this sort of, you know, evolution side of it. And if you're lucky enough to experience that and become aware of that, it can be truly awesome. I've definitely had those moments where I've thought to myself, like, wow, like, you know, as much as I complain about all the bad stuff, meeting my partner and becoming a stepmom, I really think helped me get to a place where I needed to be in life, ultimately. I do believe that. Okay, this stepmom says, I wish I could say it has changed me for the better. But to be honest, I think it has changed me for the worst. I feel more jaded than I did when my ex-husband cheated on me. My confidence has taken a huge hit, and my second guessing of everything I do has aged me. Oh, I am sorry to hear that, and I'm sorry you haven't been able to find any positive pieces in this journey so far. I'm hoping that maybe they will come in time. And yeah, it's okay to say you don't have anything positive to say right now, because a lot of stepmoms don't. And that's okay. And, you know, maybe the most positive thing you can say is that you're talking about it and you're expressing your grief, you know, over the life maybe you had before and over the journey you're on right now, and that you're struggling. It's totally okay to express that. All right. Another stepmom says, my husband said he loved me before he introduced me to my stepdaughter. But once he saw us interact together, he knew I was the one. Through any conflict and challenges that come with the role, it has required us to communicate each other's needs in a way that was never required of other relationships before. And every time we get through something, it feels like such a teamwork accomplishment. Ah, thank you. I love that. Yeah, it's required them to communicate their needs in a way they may not have otherwise. I think that's completely valid. I think a lot of us have felt that amazing feeling when you as a step parent and your spouse are actually on the same page and you feel like you're working as a team. That's a great feeling. And there'll be seasons of time where you're not getting that great feeling. So when it does happen, you know, it's pretty cool. And I love the part about meeting her stepdaughter and then her partner seeing them interact together, and he knew that she was the one. I had a similar experience. My partner's son took to me almost instantly. It was actually pretty sweet. And He often jokes that my stepson chose me. He chose me as well, but my stepson chose me first. So that's pretty cool. Okay, moving on. I have a stepmom who says, "A big change for me has been the jealousy piece. In my last relationships, I couldn't imagine my partner having to contact a toxic ex. I've been so proud of being able to rise above that and accept it all. I'm in awe of how trusting and open our relationship is, and how I have stepped up on my emotional maturity for my partner and his daughter, for engaging with her when she wants to talk about her mom instead of making petty comments that I sometimes want to make. I've really leveled up and owned my sh in a way I never thought possible." This is supposed to be a clean podcast, by the way, but you know what I mean. Yeah, this is fantastic. And a lot of what she's saying is exactly how I have felt, like throughout the challenges and the struggles and, just the things being said in the household. Like, I had to bite my tongue so many times. I had to take the high road so many times when I really just had the instinct to take the low road and say something, and really just had to be more mature, for the sake of my stepchild and because I'm the adult. And I felt that way too. I think I leveled up in maturity and owned my baggage and my emotional stuff in a way that I may never have if I hadn't have become a stepmom. I mean, I'm sure I might have, but not as quickly. Like, it sort of forced me to go into more of a self-improvement zone faster. So yeah, great response. Thank you very much. Okay, and I have one last comment that I'm going to read here. I'm going to go back to the Pondering Nooks Facebook where I got a comment from Sam. Thank you, Sam. She says, "I grew up with a wall shielding my emotions. It wasn't until I became a stepmom that I felt everything under the sun. I've grown witness to saddening tales that I do not want to wish upon our future child. At first, I was discouraged, but now I am entirely grateful. While I knew going into this role it would be challenging, I also knew with my guidance that it may bring slight comfort in knowing someone else cares and loves them. These are traits I don't want them questioning in their future. Being in touch with my emotions has not only made my marriage stronger, but I've found much pride passing on what I wish I had known to the kids. I had never had a loving, positive relationship. I had never had more of a loving, positive relationship than the one I'm in. When I met my significant other, we both lacked confidence. And almost 4 years later, we have found resilience in whatever comes our way." Thank you. That's beautiful. Yeah, and a few stepmoms have noted, that they decided they were going to be the guide, the teacher, the caring person in their stepchild's life that they personally didn't have growing up. I see that to be a theme, and I've also said it too, as far as like, be the person you wish you'd had when you were younger to talk to about whatever issues are going on. And yeah, being a stepmom forces you to feel emotions that you never even knew you had. I say that a lot. And I'm glad that she's found some gratitude for all the struggles. And I'm also really happy to hear that her marriage is stronger and she's had to experience and share emotions that she might not have ordinarily done, because this role is so dynamic, it's so challenging, it can break you apart and then it puts you back together, and just the range of emotions and feelings you can feel in this role is something I don't think many people really address or talk about in regular society, which is why it's so great that there's all these stepmom communities and podcasts and online social groups. It's awesome. So yeah, well, that was really great. I got some really positive feedback and experiences and stories. And as always, I appreciate you guys messaging in and laying yourselves bare and vulnerable for me to be able to read these experiences and have this podcast, because the podcast is really just, it consists of all of you and your emotions and your feelings and your stories and your experiences and your life, essentially. So thank you, everyone. I'll be off for a few weeks. I might pop in with a bonus episode, but you know, I hope you all have a relatively relaxing holiday season. I know it can be very stressful with the feeling like you need to buy stuff and shopping and family events, especially in the blended family realm with the schedules and the routines, as we've discussed many times on this podcast. So, you know, as always, just know you're not alone. This is the 100th episode. There's so many episodes. If you haven't listened to them all, you can go back and binge them. So yeah. All right. Well, I will talk at you soon, and wherever you may be, have a lovely morning, afternoon, or evening. All right. Talk to you later. Bye, everyone.